Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The CEO of Uber says he was wrong to call the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi merely a mistake, comparing it to an accident with Uber's self-driving cars. Dara Khosrowshahi made the remarks during an interview with Axios on Sunday.
I think that government said that they made a mistake.
Well, they made a mistake and somebody's dead.
Well, listen, it's a serious mistake. We've made mistakes too, right, with self-driving, and we stopped driving and we're recovering from that mistake. So I think that people make mistakes. It doesn't mean that they can never be forgiven. I think they've taken it seriously.
The head of Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund is on Uber's board of directors, and Saudi Arabia is the company's fifth largest shareholder. And it's not just Uber. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is also an investor in Twitter, where federal prosecutors alleged last week two former employees used their roles at the company to spy on Saudi dissidents. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Hello, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well. So in your New York Times column, you ask, why do we tolerate Saudi money in tech? Aside from the fact that money is money, why do you think that is? What's the answer?
Well, I think, you know, it's a really complicated issue because the Saudis have been investing in tech for a very long time, and it's different Saudis actually doing so. Years ago, Prince Al-Wahid invested in Twitter, for example, and then he was jailed by Mohammed bin Salman, who is the one in charge now. And since then, there's been a lot of incidents, including this horrible murder of Jamal Khashoggi of the Washington Post. And then since then, there's been revelations that the Saudis might be spying the employees they've placed at Twitter on dissidents and their Twitter feeds to locate them and find out what they're saying. And so there's been this sort of pile-on of really appalling behaviors by the Saudis. And at the same time, tech companies have continued to take money from them.
Yeah, I want to talk about the taking of money and also that spying. But in a tweet yesterday, Uber CEO said, quote, "There's no forgiving or forgetting what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. I said something in the moment that I don't believe." But we just heard the clip. What do you make of his response to this criticism?
Look, I know Dara Khosrowshahi very well, and this is not what he thinks. The thing he said in the Axios interview, I think it was, and he misspoke. But it was careless, and it was sloppy. And I think it sort of shows the attitude of Silicon Valley, and they don't know what to do about this incredibly difficult ethical problem of taking money from murderers and thugs. And it's very clear our CIA and other intelligence agencies have linked Mohammed bin Salman with the murder of Khashoggi. And still, some of these tech companies continue to take money via either directly or indirectly. And so he was sort of trying to get around a really difficult issue because of the amount of investment the Saudis have in Uber. And so it's a super complex situation for a CEO to have to deal with, but pretty clear to me, at least.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Silicon Valley's relationship with Saudi Arabia since the killing of Khashoggi. As you said, they've poured a lot of money not only into Uber, but into a lot of tech companies. We're talking Twitter, WeWork. How has the killing of Khashoggi, if at all, changed the relationship between Silicon Valley and Saudi Arabia?
Well, it seems not at all, actually, because there's still money coming in. There's money through the SoftBank's Vision Fund, which was a $100 billion fund, half of which the Saudis paid for. And then recently, Travis Kalanick, one of the founders of Uber, has taken $400 million directly from this investment fund. And so it continues. And the question is, what do you do if you need funding? Do you take money from people who are implicated in some very heinous acts? I don't know. I wouldn't do it. But again, a lot of these companies continue to do so.
Yeah, you mentioned that spying. Federal prosecutors say that two Twitter employees were spying on Saudi dissidents. Do you believe the financial connection between big tech and Saudi money translates really into influence over these companies' operations? That's a really big question.
I'm not sure if they translate into influence, but anytime you're a big investor, you have influence no matter what. I don't know if they get like marching orders, but the fact of the matter is that the Saudis placed two people within this one company allegedly in order to spy on dissidents. They're using our tools that we made for their own nefarious purposes. And I think that's really the issue. And, you know, if you think about it, way back when everyone wasn't investing in South Africa due to the apartheid, worked. Like when people stopped doing it. I mean, this is, are we at that point? At this point, how many people do you have to kill? How many spies do you have to have within these social networks before we stop taking their money?
Yeah, but pushing back a little on that, you make the case that companies should stand for something more than maximizing profits. You wrote that in your Times piece. But isn't that what they do? I mean, should we expect something more from these companies?
The Business Roundtable recently said there's a lot more shareholders than just shareholders, stakeholders than just shareholders. There's, you know, they just declared this. This is all the CEOs of big companies. You know, the problem is tech has for so long talked about how good they are. Do not be evil. Don't do this. This, to me, is a little evil. They should stop talking about not being evil if they're going to do things that are questionable, I would say. And that's, I think, the issue with tech is that you don't have chemical companies bragging on about how good they are. You do have tech companies, CEOs doing so. So I'd like them to shut up if they're going to take this really ever dirty money. Mm.
That's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode and columnist with The New York Times. Kara, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.